Syria says it is complaining to the United Nations Security Council over an Israeli air raid near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The attack, which Israel says targeted a training camp for Islamic Jihad, is being condemned by some Arab and European leaders. Syria says it plans to ask for a special UN Security Council session to discuss Sunday's Israeli air raid on an alleged Palestinian training camp near Damascus. Arab television channels quoted Syrian diplomatic sources as saying Damascus could use the requested session to make an official complaint against Israel. News reports quoted the Syrian Foreign Ministry as saying it would make an urgent complaint to the Security Council and to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan over what it called a grave escalation of tensions. Israeli officials said their warplanes carried out the attack on Syrian territory early Sunday after a Palestinian woman suicide bomber blew herself up and killed 19 people in a restaurant in the Israel port city of Haifa. Israel says it was targeting a group used for training by the Palestinian group that claimed responsibility for the suicide bomb, Islamic Jihad. But the Palestinian militant group insisted it has no training camps in Syria. The Israeli attack on Syria met with condemnation in fellow Arab country Egypt, where that country's president, Hosni Mubarak, was meeting with visiting German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. News reports quoted Mr. Mubarak as saying, "We condemn what happened today concerning the aggression against a brotherly state under the pretext that some organizations exist there." Chancellor Schroeder, in Cairo at the start of a Middle East tour, told a news conference the attack was unacceptable.
Ein solcher notwendiger Prozess wird komplizierter, wenn wir jetzt geschehen.
Regional peace efforts become more complicated when the sovereignty of a country is violated, said the German chancellor. This is why the action in Syria is not acceptable, he said. Mr. Mubarak, earlier Sunday in a speech commemorating Egypt's 1973 October war with Israel, warned the Jewish state against what he called provocative practices that he said would lead to violence, destruction, and hatred between peoples. In Jordan, Foreign Minister Marwan Muasher told journalists that the air raid was, as he put it, an aggression on an Arab brotherly country that could drag the whole region into a circle of violence. James Martone for VOA News, Cairo.